Ice Maiden team is heading out across a frozen Norwegian lake at the start of the final training exercise. There are seven soldiers who are skiing, pulling their sleds, or pulks as they're known, which contain their tents, rations, and all the essentials which will sustain them on their journey. In September, five of the women will begin their historic journey, hoping that success will inspire another generation. Major Natalie Taylor is one of the co-leaders of the expedition.
It's not just about five women crossing Antarctica, going across Antarctica via the South Pole. It's about encouraging women from across the military, but also in civilian life, just to get out there and give things a go, realise that there is no ceiling, that you can achieve anything.
It's first thing in the morning. It's minus 13 degrees, it's snowing. But this is nothing compared to the conditions that they will face when they reach the South Pole, where it could be minus 50. That sound is all the stoves which are currently going in each of the three tents at the moment, so they can get warm drinks and breakfast before they head out for the day.
Nat and I have just had what we think was a raspberry porridge, and it's got some complan in there as well, and for more calories.
There's a lot of science that needs to be carried out on this particular expedition as well, simply because this is the first time an all-female group has attempted to walk across the South Pole, so they just don't know how women's bodies will cope compared to the way that men's bodies will cope.
I'm Lance Corporal Rin Cobb. So as well as a member of the team, I'm also the team dietitian. So I kind of have to figure out all the rations and do some pinching of people, check what's going on with their body composition on these kind of smaller expeditions that we've been doing, to get a real good insight into how to tailor the expedition rations. There's been very, very little research done, and certainly not published, so I haven't really got an awful lot to go on. So it's kind of doing my own kind of little pilot studies as we go along.
They'll have to walk for 9 hours a day, pulling more than their own body weight behind them for 1,700 kilometres across the ice. If one of them is injured, they could call for help and carry on with just four. But as Major Sandy Hennis and Lance Sergeant Sophie Montagna told me, no one wants to be the person to stop the expedition.
I suffer a little bit with cold fingers, so I am concerned that there's a potential that I'm going to lose a finger or two. So that's in the back of my mind, but that's not enough to stop me. The only other things I'm worried about are more if I do something wrong that stops the team from achieving its aim. I don't want to be that person.
And do you think you'll be able to maintain your mental state? I mean, it's tough. 80 days of the hardest endurance you'll ever do.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll cope with it?
I think I'll be fine. I'm quite good at sort of just switching off on the, you know, we spend a lot of time in our own head, and I don't find that too difficult. It can while away hours just staring at the snow. But mostly it's really about the team, and I think having this group around you means that we've trained together now for 2 years, and I think we know how to motivate each other, and it'll always pick you up when you're having a bad day.
And so today, in this glittering land of the midnight sun, stands a lonely mast in a wilderness of white. From it flutters that flag on which the sun never sets. The flag which, in every corner of the globe, immortalises British courage and British enterprise.
This Pathé News report is more than 80 years old. But as they trudge off into the snow, those are exactly the same qualities that five brave women will hope to emulate later this year.